Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Oh my gosh, and we are back. The audio struggles continue. If you listened last week...
The struggle is real.
Yeah, the struggle is real. If you listened last week, sorry, we sounded like we were being recorded in a tin can. I have... the wrong mic was picking up. Not even through the board.
Sad. It's just evidence that the struggle really is real.
Because I've been doing this for 100 million years. Anyway, my name's Mal. With me, as always...
Promi.
And this is the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit. I can't say that about the Kung Fu Theater. I've been dropping those in on my other show, on my movie review podcast show. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because half the time I am saying that, I'm like, meh, I just leave it in. I just drop it in. That's the kind of quality you get.
Well, they say it takes, 10,000 hours to become an expert at something. So, yes.
So I'm about 9,585 hours short. Not really.
Not really. You're probably pretty closer than you think.
I am closer than I think. Closer than I want to admit for how bad I still am. Anyway, this is, of course, the show where we just talk nonsense and play music. And hopefully you guys laugh and listen good to times. Music. So, Promi just informed me that he literally has had 12 seconds of sleep per day for the last year and a half. And that's scary. That's the kind of stuff that makes you go over an edge. Yeah.
I've come to the other side. I'm beyond the edge, my friend.
You're like, you remember that scene where that dude puts his hand in the Stargate and he walks through the water? That's where you're at, bro. You can see their time when Fry was drinking all the coffee.
Yeah. So, I wish I could hit that point.
I had 2 days in a row that I had bad sleep, and it affects me. And I can't even imagine long-term no sleep. And I know parents usually don't have sleep for 8 years or 9 years?
Something like that. I think it's about 18. But yeah. Actually, possibly 20.
Actually, all your life for the rest of time, apparently. So that's brutal. So you don't lash out at people at work? Do you ever? Because I have a real... I just shut up and try and keep low so I don't talk to people a lot.
No, what's weird about me, and this is something I've noticed is different from me and normal human beings, is that I don't seem to have a real strong connection to my body in terms of my thought process. I've come to realize that a lot of people get moody and get angry when they're hungry or they're in physical pain.
You're not in tune, man.
Apparently I'm not. And I mean, I know...
You're out of tune.
I know from external observation, there's got to be a difference in me when I've only had 15 hours of sleep over the course of 6 or 7 days. But in terms of my mood, I was saying some dark stuff when we were audio testing. But
yes, you're like, I hate this microphone. Why don't I come in nice? And I'm like, oh, it's just my ineptitude.
Unique flavor of our show.
The Ed Wooditude of it.
Yeah, exactly. So, if we changed, we wouldn't be us.
All right. Well, that's all right. I don't know if everyone feels this way or not. My eyes hurt.
My eyes hurt right now, but part of that's because I couldn't find my glasses this morning, so they just feel dry.
That's when I get up and say I had a 4.5 hour sleep or 5 hours sleep, that's the cusp of me not really doing so good. And I know how to work with it. You minimize interaction, just focus. But my eyes they hurt. They feel like they're overexposed. I use a lot of Visine, and I'll put a towel over my eyes sometimes at lunch, and I'll just sit there kind of in dark. Mm-hmm. And that seems to help. It doesn't help me not having enough sleep, but it helps me get through the day. I don't know why. I guess probably everyone reacts differently.
Well, all I know is that I was sitting there at my desk today thinking, I need to avoid people because I must look absolute...
you look like you're all hungover.
Absolute crap.
Without the fun.
And then I passed by, then I went to the bathroom and I saw myself in the mirror and I thought, I look pretty much like I normally do, which was kind of a depressing revelation in and of itself, I thought, if I look like I normally think I look on this bad of a day, then I don't look that good on a good day.
There was a period long time ago, not recently in the history, there was a period long time ago where I wasn't too thrilled about life in general there where I worked, and I would get wrecked every night, and no one noticed. I was going in there hungover as crap every day and sitting there and just clicking away, and it didn't matter, and no one even noticed. And I went, huh. Yeah, well.
All right, life. It's funny.
Here's some music.
This place is an untapped resource. I mean, check it out. These vocal jazz girls are hot.
Doctor, what exactly in layman's terms is a death ray? Death ray.
Death ray. The first phase is like a microwave that you can direct.
He said something about death rays.
That penetrates the surface of your skin.
He intends to shoot his first death rays in space.
Stimulates the central nervous system.
We do not want the invention to fall into the wrong hands.
It's very hard to detect. It's not like shooting somebody.
The secret beam weapon. The death ray.
This is no death ray.
Death ray.
The wars of the future will be waged by death rays. Death rays. Death rays. Death rays.
We'll be right back.
two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures, and the Dutch.
All right. That I haven't played them for a while. That was The Death Rays from Songs from a Vacuum. I played, in layman's terms, Fade Away and Take It Back.
Now was in layman's terms one of the songs, or were you explaining the names in layman's terms?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Glad we cleared that up.
Yeah. But, you know, I was funny. The last couple of weeks, I've been like, in the morning, I get on 19 and I drive up to go to my job, my new job, and I turn over. I guess it's not new. I've been there a year. Who cares? Anyway, so I drive up this
road. Yeah, if you were a millennial, you'd be like senior director in our, or like, you know, you'd be an old timer.
Yeah, exactly. So I drive up this road, and there's a kind of a landmarkish restaurant up there. It's not a diner, but it's kind of has that hometowny diner feel. It's very famous in this area, you know, as far as that's where people kind of go for a good breakfast, and it's has lots of crazy crap all over the walls. And everything.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
It's across from Best Buy. Well, the last like
that place that rhymes with that national chain. That's kind of a diner, but
sure. Whatever. They've been there forever. And it's yeah. Every time the last couple.
Yeah, guys, if you think we're going to plug you on air, you're yeah. deluding yourselves. Yeah.
I only plug.
I know who Mal's friends. Talking about, but we're not saying the name.
It's just a restaurant.
Yeah.
Last couple of weeks. It's the sign up front says experienced dishwasher, you know, for, you know, hot to high or like wanted. And I started thinking that first day.
What kind of a resume are they looking for?
That's what I'm talking about. I'm like, okay, now if it's there for 3 or 4 days, I get it. If it's there for going on a month, either you need to say hiring manager needed or like, how does that, how would that interaction go? Like, hey, I show up for a job. Hey, I want to put in for your dishwashing thing. What's your experience? And you just hand them a resume, I'm assuming on like a towel or something. Yeah. And they read it and they go, looks sir, like you've washed dishes for 8 months here and then about a year here and then 8 months here. Can you quit? Because that's what happens in restaurants.
There was this gap in your employment period. Could you explain what was going on there?
So
yeah, that's when I became an alcoholic.
If you say you're hired, well, then you have somebody washing dishes for about 8 months. Then they're going to quit. You're not going to get anything more than that. Like, I'm kind of thinking in my head, like, okay, how has this position, one, not been filled? Or maybe it's like a ruse where they're like, well, hey, come on in and we're going to try you out for a day. And then they don't hire him and then, hey, we'll try out for a day. Like, it's a ruse to, like, always have somebody on the hook and then they don't pay them and they just kick them out and then they hire someone else the next day under a conditionary term.
I think the problem is the word experience. That puts a lot of pressure on the applicant, you know?
Like, if I've washed one dish, am I experienced?
That's like a car wash place saying, you know, experienced car wiper downers.
I'm like, well, I listened to that song Car Wash back in the 70s. Am I qualified? I think I am.
Or you like, know? You know,
Jim Croce, like, rubbing these cars.
And like the independent mobile phone shop being like, experienced sign flippers only, you know? It's kind of like,
yeah, I just don't understand.
I thought dishwasher was the job you got when you had no marketable experience, but
yeah,
maybe I'm wrong.
You like to smoke a joint before work? I'm a dishwasher. You go and wash dishes and then you leave at whatever too. And then that's it. But it's one of those things where you're like, how could you, so in my head, I'm like, how could this not have been filled? Like, you know, like, and what are they eating off of now? Now they're just hands. Are they just giving food in their hands? Like,
you're just not washing the dishes, you know,
no dishwasher there anymore. It's
maybe that's the thing though. They've realized that customers aren't complaining. They're not noticing. And since it is basically just a breakfast and brunch place, if you think about it, you know, the crap you sling on a plate from one plate to the next, you know, after a while, maybe it's like seasoning a pan, you know?
It'd be awesome if you went back there and you're like, isn't this omelet I ate like 3 days ago? And they're like, oh, wow, that's yours.
You take a little China marker and write a note on the bottom of your plate and see if it comes back in a couple weeks, you know?
Yeah, Mao was here with
his
tea.
If it hasn't been washed off, then you know.
They never hired, they never found that dishwasher. The right fit for the team. That's what they needed.
Yeah, it can be, you know, it's tough. It's like it's like any other team. You know, there is no I in team. You need you have
except all that one font that makes the A really stretched out. Then there's an I in the A in team.
No,
that's a stretch.
It's a stretch. That's a pun.
And here's music, so we'll stop talking.
Yeah.
You know what they say? See a broad to get that booty act. Leg her down or smack 'em, yak 'em. Cole got to be. You know? Shit.
Tonight, the world's most horrible combination of the decade, showing in blood-curdling color.
See a most diabolical story of sacrifices to a non-human creature in Brides of Blood, starring John Ashley.
The second unbelievable terror will scare the pure-living yell out of you when you see Christopher Lee in Blood Fiend. A free engagement ring set will be given to the girls who attend. Tonight, it's ashes to ashes, dust to dust. If the Brides of Blood don't get you, the Blood Fiend must.
So, will we see you tonight? Good.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down, down into my belly.
Come You can run, you can run away. Vampire polo hats. You can run, you can run away. It's time, it's getting late. Time to sink or swim. Deep breath and a steady hand. Now you can begin.
Mock! Yeah!
Ing!
Yeah!
Bird!
Yeah!
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 Mockingbird! Don't everybody have you heard?
Have you heard?
She's gonna buy, She's gonna buy me a mockingbird! And if that mockingbird don't sing! She's gonna buy me a diamond ring!
Diamond ring!
And if that diamond ring don't sing!
All right, we are back. That was, of course, Rubber Clown Car.
Of course.
I played My Kind of Crazy and Vampire Polo Hat. And I have to play them just like I have to play on our other show. We have a show called Sake Bomb a Go-Go. It's steeped in all kinds of crazy. And there's a
if what Mal said sounds interesting, stick around.
Yeah, yeah. Stay tuned. It's right after this show.
Yeah.
If you're listening live. You know, there's one. I have a group called Ass Fort, and I will never not play Ass Fort because the album's called Complete Ass Fortery, and I was like, yes.
Plus, they approved you with a thumbs up emoji when you asked them about using their music. So.
I wonder if they would have been like, we're no sellouts. They would have sent the poo emoji. That'd have been funny. I'd be like, I guess that's no. I don't know. Anyway. So you thought of something to talk about, I think.
Oh yeah. Gravitas.
Gravitas.
That was the word I was going to say, and then I thought that's a little too highbrow. But you went there, so
yes. Trying to impress the cat sleeping on the floor, Mr. Destructo is down for the count. It
takes a lot to impress him too.
Nothing impresses him.
So. The commercialism of holidays, you know, you hear a lot about that these days, like Halloween, you know, used to be about vandalism and free candy. And now
you're putting razor blades in apples, you know, fun stuff.
You know. And, you know, now it's about how much you spend on costumes and decorations and, you know, like Christmas, obviously, and then Valentine's Day. And, you know, they're finding ways to make it more about spending money for things like St. Patrick's Day and 4th of July even. But possibly the most, well, not possibly, definitely the most commercial holiday of the year. And it's a new one.
Uh-oh.
Just happened this week.
Thank God I missed it.
Amazon Prime Day.
Oh, I saw that on my phone, and I was like, I don't understand. I have Amazon Prime, so I just deleted it and kept going.
And the reason I call it a holiday is because more people at work around me were talking about that than would talk about Christmas, typically. And
they have carved out quite the niche for themselves. I'll tell you that much. That's amazing.
And here's the funny part about that is okay. So Amazon Prime Day is basically, it's a day of sale prices that are only available.
A day of celebration, you might say.
Exactly. Well, you should get a job in marketing.
I shouldn't. No one gets me except me.
Well, you know, I get you, man. I get you. But no, lightning deals, which are these limited time, limited quantity deals, as well as all day deals, you know, huge, amazing prices, Black Friday in July, you know, whatever. But because they have so many Prime members now, it's like, you know, like 20% of the U.S. population, this is a thing, you know? Yeah.
It's huge.
And it's funny because leading up to it, there were some people at work and they were like, so you know, there was a lot of discussion. Like some people were going for diapers and other things. I have one person I work with who had a baby, not quite a year ago. Actually, I want to say it was like in October of last year, September or October. But prior to the baby even being born, she had planned on this when she, on Prime Day, she bought a year's worth of diapers.
What? That has to be like 20 billion diapers.
Well, it's funny because she had an entire closet full of them. And it's like she was commenting today about how it's slowly been replaced with from diaper boxes with clothing that no longer fits her child. Because if you have a kid, that first year is just like clothing is disposable by how fast they grow. But anyway, though, we were all talking and they're like, so what do you know? Are you in for anything? And I'm like, you know what? There's nothing I need this year. There's nothing I want. I'm not really thinking I'm going to get anything.
I'd like to have money, please.
Yeah. Like you get you rubes go off and you enjoy your Amazon Prime Day. $350 later. And one of the things that I couldn't live without was a microwave pasta cooker. So that, you know, I could have spaghetti without having to boil water on a stove like a normal person.
Okay.
You know, that's one of the ones I'm less proud of. that's the only one I feel like talking about. So there's a few that I'm even less proud of than that. Oh my God. But I was sitting there thinking about this, you know, while we were on break when I said, hey, I have a topic. And you heard me laugh. And I'm like, I just had a revelation about myself this week.
You were looking in the mirror, like putting lipstick on going, you're pretty, you're ready.
Part of my problem on Amazon Prime Day might have actually been my lack of sleep, you know?
They were like,
and my poor judgment making.
Maybe. And you have that Amazon thing in your house, Alexa, which you can ask it to play Radio St. Pete if you want.
Yeah. Hey, great plug.
Yeah. It hears you and it's keeping you up at night leading up to Amazon Prime. You're a test subject, I guarantee it. That's what they're doing.
That probably is mind control.
Now, related, but it doesn't seem like it in the beginning of this story. Just bear with me, everyone. I've been listening.
Let's go down this rabbit hole.
I've been listening to a pinball podcast, which I talked about like the last couple of weeks, but I started at the beginning, at like ground zero of this thing,
which was how many years ago?
2014.
Oh, wow.
In 2015, at some point, Amazon Prime had pinball machines on Prime Day.
Wow.
And it was this thing where they were literally sold out seconds after they hit. And it was like,
I'm surprised there were that many people sitting around with $5,000 ready to go.
And that's what it was. 30 to 40% off of a pinball machine gets it down to $4,000 to $5,000 delivered.
Yeah.
With no tax, you know. And it was one of those things where they did it throughout the day. Every now and then a machine popped up and it immediately just,
I wonder how they must have only had like one of each one.
No, I think there was like 20 to 30 of each. And you're like, that's insane. I mean, to think because I don't know Amazon. Like, again, I just tuned Amazon Prime out like it's a Black Friday ad. I don't care. And because if I look at it, then I start caring, then I start spending and I don't want to do any of that stuff. But just imagine that. I don't know what kind of items they have there now. They can't have pinball machines, right? Like, they wouldn't have.
It's possible, I guess, but I don't think so. Wow. I mean, but the thing about Amazon Prime, the thing that's so it represents kind of like the most ugly representation of consumerism there probably is, because most of what goes on sale you don't know about in advance, which means that you're literally on there looking for things to spend money on.
Oh, and
you're basically going through things looking for, oh, does this, man, maybe I could use it. And it works. It's a psychological trick because it's a time-limited thing and there's a limited quantity. And if you, and the lightning, their lightning deals in general, the way it works is if you, even if you've, it's got like 5 hours to go, you know, 100% people have claimed it, but you can sign up for the wait list, which is you only have 15 minutes once you claim it to actually complete your purchase.
That's what was happening with the pinball machine.
Otherwise, it goes back into the kitty and somebody else can get it. So now you're getting pop-up alerts like that deal's available. And it's that thing that maybe you weren't completely sold on, but now you know, it's been 100% sold out for 2.5 hours and you're on a waiting list that – and. What's going to happen is either they all eventually sell or you're up next. So once you get it, then it's like, oh crap, I gotta jump on this because I'm about to lose it again. Mm-hmm. And
that's what
suddenly you end up with a microwave pasta maker.
Because this guy was talking about, like, saying you're in a queue waiting, and if it falls to you, you buy it or you don't. And it fell to his friend in another state, but he called him and gave him his number or his.
Mm-hmm.
The guy bought it for him and had it shipped to him. Like, I was just like, what are you talking about? Like, but that makes sense now, because what you're saying, okay, they sell out, but then, you know, people just sit there like, I don't know if I need that. And then it falls out and you're like, uh-oh.
But then that second round of people are like almost guaranteed buyers because.
Wow.
Because now you've created the ultimate sense of urgency for them. They lost the opportunity once. They have it, you know, and
That's what happened. It's really sneaky.
I mean, I got to give props to Amazon. They've got this figured out.
Well, and that is...
If we could get them in on healthcare and maybe running our government...
We'd be good.
Yeah.
That's why I cut ties with Black Friday. A lot of times I'm having these... I'm clearing stuff out or I'm selling stuff in a group package. This is all sealed gaming stuff, sealed HDMI cables. You know when I got them? Black Friday. And I never used them because I don't need them. Like, I had HDMI cable or coaxial cables that I bought at Black Friday at a game store. I had those DDR pads that I bought for a Wii or something. I was like, man, and that's what happens. You talk yourself into buying this stuff. It's all junk. You don't use it. You've just wasted that money and you're... that's when I was like, I officially cut ties. I'm not doing it anymore.
No.
All right, here's some music. Don't cut ties with us because here's music. And that's nice for your head.
Hey, hey, it's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico. Halfway round the world, the jungle man told him.
lesson. Just like the dough, but not so low. Like the hurly-gurly, but not so slow. Now baby, swim. Oh baby, do the hustle. Do what you wanna, do like you wish. Come on baby, now swim like a fish. Now baby, swim. Oh baby, come on in. Shake it, baby, twist and shout. Do the swim, baby, now work it all out. Now, baby, swim, baby, come on in. Do what you wanna, it's alright. I'm gonna show you how to swim tonight. Now, baby, swim.
deja todo en la pista. Embriagante el ritmo del que te harás adicta. Vas a mover el cuerpo como nunca se ha visto. Tienes más poder del que yo necesito. Pero no me abandones, dame todo de ti. Enséñame lo bueno del amor. Al bailar, al bailar. Ya la hora llegó, serás mía esta noche. Es un rock and roll dance, mejor ponte elegante. El mundo bailando, tienes a tus pies, esperando por ti, no lo puedes ver. Llegamos muy lejos, no mires atrás, todo lo que quieras tendrás. Al bailar, al bailar. Es solo rock and roll con un poco de soul, yeah. Perderás el control de tu cuerpo y mente. Aquí estaré yo para cuidar de ti. Hey, hey, baby, tengo mucho amor. Será ahora o nunca. Solo déjate ir, que la gente no estorbe. Tienes más poder del que yo necesito. Pero no me abandones, dame todo de ti. Todo lo que quieras tendrás. Al bailar, a 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 bailar. Yeah!
All right, you hayseeds, it's a stick up. Everybody freeze. Everybody down on the ground.
Well, which is it, young feller? You want I should freeze or get down on the ground? Mean to say, if I freeze, I can't rightly drop. And if I drop, I'm going to be in motion. You see?
Shut up!
Okay, then.
All right, that was the Out of Sights from their Out of Sights, Out of Mind album. I played Arula Madagali. Shouldn't have played that one. I can't say the name of it. All right.
That should be a rule, except for on Saki Bama Go Go.
Because I can't say any of that.
If you can't say the name of the band or the song, then you shouldn't play it.
What is it? Arula Madagali.
Jamaica. Ooh, I want. Oh,
that's
wrong.
Probably it. Yeah. Yeah. And then Come On and Swim and Out of Mind. Okay.
Out of sight.
Out of sight, out of mind. Yeah. Yeah. They're actually, I really like their stuff. I have a couple of their records. I ought to rip more of them. I don't, though. I'm super lazy.
There used to be a shop on St. Pete Beach called Out of Sight, and it was like a weird cross between a surfer shop and a head shop.
A head shop, yeah. It's like, that's perfect. Yeah. Memories. Man, so many things come and go down here. It's amazing.
That lasted a long time, though. I mean, that was there from like the 60s, I think, up through like, maybe 15 years ago.
Huh. But that is something down here. Their landscape is continually changing and that's evolving true. And stuff. It's kind of amazing.
We just got a volcano in Orlando.
Yeah. It's going to spew lava all over all the foreign people as they come to look at how warm it is in Florida.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah,
it's the humidity.
Yeah, it's everything. I walked out to get my umbrella because it's nonstop raining, and I couldn't breathe. I'm like, wow. And I either I have asthma right this moment, or it is so oppressively hot and humid, my lungs cannot breathe. I need gills.
I have to say, as somebody who's basically lived almost their entire life in Florida, the rest of the world must be pretty awful for people to think coming here in summer is a good is like desirable. Like the, like this is where they want it. I mean, I look at Florida and I think humidity, I think mosquitoes, I think heat, I think you know roaches that are as big as my
work.
But for some reason, people from England see paradise,
and you're like, huh. All right, that's it for this week. My name's Matt, with me as always.
Pro me.
And we'll see you. Stick around. You'll be glad you did.
Yeah, we will, anyway.
Yeah. See you now.